RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. We use language and words every day to communicate, but we also use words to label people. When we use a word like addict or minority or user, there are other meanings attached, and usually the meanings aren't positive. Words can have negative consequences if they're not used thoughtfully, but they can also have amazing potential to change our lives. My guest today, Tony Scruggs, is a true believer in the power of words. His work with empathy training and anti-bullying revolves around the ways we can use language positively and for the good. Tony's here with us today to share his work and stories about how words can change our lives if we use them with thought and care. Tony, so happy to have you with us today and to really discuss the power of words, because I feel like some of us don't understand the effect that our words can have on one another.
I could not agree with you more, Lady E, and I hope the universe is treating in this moment. When it comes to the power of words, I was thinking about how I wanted to make an impact on how powerful this topic is for me, and I decided on a quote. So here's my quote, guys. Some words are weighted. Some words are weightless. Some words lift us up and escort us to greatness. And here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to focus on those words that lift us up and escort us to greatness by sharing a few of my core beliefs around words and hopefully a few strategies that will transform your life. If that's okay with you, Lady E.
Oh, please. It would be my pleasure to hear this. Yes.
Then here are four of my core beliefs when it comes to the power of words. So number one, words release biochemicals into our system. Words release biochemicals into our system. So if you have the choice between angry or I feel peeved, and you are going to release something very different from outrage to angry to peeved. And personally, and let me know if you agree, Lady E, I would rather have endorphins running through my veins than venom. You agree?
I absolutely agree. Absolutely.
Okay. Belief number two, the quality of our lives, quality of our words. The quality of our lives is the quality of our words. And I believe that's pretty much self-explanatory. Would you agree, Lady E?
I would agree. Yes, absolutely. Especially the words that we use to talk to ourselves.
Oh, thank you for that. That was absolutely the perfect add-on. Then number three is nothing has any meaning except for the meaning that we give it. Nothing has any meaning except for the meaning that we give it, meaning somebody goes to a party and they look to the left and they see folks in conflict. Then they look to the right and they see folks who are being passionate. The next day, someone says, how was the party? One person says, oh, everybody was fighting. Another person says, oh, everybody was passionate towards each other. So when it comes to words, remember, nothing has any meaning except for the meaning that we give it. And then number four, the label's not the experience, but the experience becomes the label that we give it. And I've had the privilege to speak with Lady E about this. When it comes to me personally, as an American of African ancestry, when the word minority is used, that label is almost perceived as less than. Would you agree with that, Lady?
Yes, I completely agree. And that's why in the intro, I did want to mention that word too, because we did have a very insightful conversation on that.
Yeah. And so what we ended up talking about was how powerful the phrase, I am a member of a group that is in the minority, but it's not my identity, nor will it ever be. So when it comes to the power of words, guys, I just want you to know words release biochemicals. The quality of our lives is the quality of our words. Nothing has any meaning except for the meaning that we give it. And the label's not the experience, but the experience becomes the label. So to put that into a practical example, I was sharing with somebody. In fact, I'll let Lady E answer a couple of these questions. Lady E, when we say, what color is the sky, what's the usual answer?
Blue. Usually it's blue.
Talking about the grass, we say it's?
Green.
And so that is the usual answer for the way we've talked about colors in our society. Now, I was talking to somebody about the keys on a piano, and when it comes to the power of words, I like this example because the raised keys, you know, that what they call the accidentals, are black, and the lower keys, the ones that they call the naturals, are white. When I was with a young man, and I asked him, oh, by the way, what color is my skin? He said black, even though he looked at my skin and saw brown. And what I learned from that as far as the power of words was that separation language creates separation. And if human beings are shades of brown, and if race is the entirety and not the variety, then the phrases and the words we use have the power to create or the power to separate. Does that make any sense, lady?
Yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, it's you know, there's a stigma also on a lot of words, and like you're saying, even piano keys, the skin color, and this and that. I mean, it's almost a subconscious thing of how this has kind of bled into our society and in our language and the English language, and sure, in every language, where there are certain words that have a connotation that doesn't necessarily apply anymore, and so. Or maybe never did, you know, but it's amazing how our emotional well-being is attached to these words, you know, by hearing something to actually hear it with your ears is to act and then digest that. And it affects our emotional well-being. It affects our moods. It affects our, whether we get anxious or not. Like there's just so many different things, you know, from a biochemical, you know, place that really does kind of control our lives. So I find that extremely interesting and 100% true. And I just want other people out there to be more mindful of this and to empower themselves with this knowledge. And, you know, I mean, you teach this all the time. So can you tell other people of how they can begin to improve on this or be more mindful of this so that their quality of life gets better?
Yeah, I have two tips to start with that I believe will transform anybody's life. One goes back to something we were talking about earlier when it comes to feelings, and that is when you follow the word feel with either the word like or that, you are now talking about a metaphor and you're kind of disconnecting or disempowering yourself from a conversation. So step number one, follow the word feel with an emotion instead of a metaphor. So if you catch yourself saying, I feel like or I feel that, exchange it with, I believe that, or it seems like. So that's number one. Follow the word feel with an emotion instead of a metaphor. And when it comes to less than positive emotions, and I say that specifically, instead of saying I feel negative or some word that is going to release a certain biochemical that you don't want, take the emotion that you'd like to have and just add the words less than to it. So if you're not feeling happy, but you would like to feel happy, just say, I feel less than happy right now. And what you'll notice is the theory of abundance. You will start to attract happiness into your life, but you're being honest. You're saying, I'm not happy yet. You're just not saying, oh, I'm so, whatever word would follow that. So those are my two tips. Follow the word feel with an emotion. And when you're describing how you feel that's not empowering, put the words less than in front of it. How's that, lady?
Thank you. That's fantastic. Thank you. I'm going to use that tip today, actually. Tony, can you tell everybody where to find you quickly so we can, you know, get more of these amazing tips from you?
Absolutely. People can come hang out with us at the Leading with Compassion page on Facebook, Leading with Compassion on Facebook, or online at theempathyguide.com. That's theempathyguide.com. Or just add the ING to Compassion and send us a tweet at Compassioning. And I'd love to hang out with everybody. Quick shout out to my new friend, Kylie B, and all the OWN ambassadors and Oprah Winfrey herself. Thanks for having me on, lady.
Thank you, Tony, for this wonderful conversation. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MV. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.